It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell, and today we have a very, very informative podcast for you. This is going to be another solo episode, and it's kind of, there's a couple important points I want to bring up and talk to you about today. So the first thing I want to do is I want to ask you, what is marketing? Like, what does marketing mean to you? Well, marketing is... obviously, marketing's been around. Like, you can market your business, a TV show, a movie. There are so many different ways in how to market yourself or your business. But when it comes down to it, to market your business, it's all about telling a story. Now, if I wanted to market Rustite Media, I could go onto my Facebook page, my Instagram account, and all over the place and just say, hey, look, I'm a social media manager, hire me. I can provide this, this, and that, hire me. Now, if I were to tell you that, chances are you have no idea who I am. You're just going to say, nah, forget it, and go away. But if you can see the value I can provide you, if you know a little bit more about my backstory, and you know what I've learned through the years by me telling you stories. Now, you know what? I worked at the beer store, and while I was at the beer store, I ran a provincial bottle drive to raise money for the Leukemia Society, and we needed a way to get the message out there. So we decided to start a Twitter account and eventually a Facebook page, and there I kind of learned how to talk to find an audience, find the people that would love to donate their empties and come to these concerts and come to these bike rides to taste beer and food and come to these bowling events. And I learned how to tell all these stories, and then people would come. So now, learning all of that, I've taken all of that information and I've brought that into starting Rustite Media. And now, over 15 plus years of learning and diving into the platforms and how I could reach you and reach an audience, now I can take that information and help you run your business and run your social media. Now, if I would have told you that, now you can kind of get an idea. Obviously, there's a lot more. That was just a quick little tidbit, but telling that story and showing the value that I can provide, now that kind of helps a little bit more in making that decision. Obviously, there's still more to it, but that's me marketing myself, telling my story, telling my backstory. And you know what? It took me getting fired from the beer store to really think about what I wanted to do and how I wanted to help others. And when I got fired and I took all these courses and webinars and trainings and found Social Media United with Rachel Peterson and dove really deep into her content and her trainings, now I became an expert in social media management. Now I could take those skills and put them to work for you to help you grow your business online. So again, now I'm showing you my pain points. I'm telling that story. I'm relating with you. And that's what marketing is. Now, there's so many different ways you can get your message out there. There's obviously this podcast. There's blogging. There's social media, which is one of the most powerful tools we have today. Now, how you use that tool is a different story. You can use it to hurt yourself or you can use it to grow. And when it comes to Facebook pages and Facebook groups, for example. We'll start with those. Now, you can simply take your offers, put your offer on that group, on your page and your group, and nothing will happen. Or you can, if you want to provide value, there's so many different ways to do that. And again, it always goes back to hook, story, offer. Now, if you want to provide value and you see The Verge or Social Media Examiner or one of these sites that are about tech or social media or whatever, and they talk about a platform and you know what, this new Facebook feature can help you grow your business. So if I took that link from the article and shared it on my page or my group, just the link, chances are you're not going to click on it. Depending on how good their headline is, the chances of you clicking on it and diving into that value are slim to none, because they're providing the value. The person that wrote that article is providing the value. You, as sharing that into your on your page or into your group, you're providing absolutely no value. So that trust level there, it's not there. I'm not going to bother. Maybe I will click that link, depending on how well you know the people in your group. But for the most part, the engagement on that post and people clicking on it are very slim to none. So if you took that link, you know, Facebook came out with this new feature and we tested it out. It's been out for a couple weeks and we started testing it out and we really noticed a difference. We kind of took our analytics and our stats before we started using this tool. And then over the week, we had a couple hiccups. We worked around them. We found how to better use the tool. And then by the end of us using this, up until today of us posting this to get, showing this to you, our analytics went through the roof. So this tool definitely is something to help. And these guys really dive deep into how the tool works and why you should use it. So if I post that and then have that link there, whether it be on my page or in my group, chances are you're going to click on that link and see what they have to offer. And if I have a call to action or a question in that post, now you're going to get that engagement. Because if I'm asking you a question or I'm just posting a link, what are you going to engage with? You're going to engage more with me asking you that question, right? And it doesn't have to be something super long. It could be a line, two lines, a sentence. You don't have to go into paragraphs of the article. The article does that work. But as long as you kind of provide a little bit of value first, tell a quick little story in a line or two about what happened and why this is why you're sharing this link, that's where you're going to get that value. Now, the downside to social media and the downside to quote-unquote marketing, which really isn't marketing at all, is just plastering yourself everywhere. Now, if you have an offer, like for example, we have an offer for our 30 days of content ebook that we've created. And the cool thing to that is, you know what? When I first started, when I started Rustec a few years ago, and even before that, coming up with content is difficult. Like I can come up with content for my clients, and even still there are times that I struggle, and everybody does, and especially with my own content, It can be a struggle. So I went out and I researched all the different methods, all the different kinds of things you could use to tell your story, to come up with that content, to help market your business. I put them down, wrote everything down with examples, and I show you right there something you can have next to you, how to create 30 days worth of content. So you don't have to worry about that. And the really cool thing to that is, not only am I giving you that ebook for free, I also have an added value of three other tools. I have the content calendars as well as two other ebooks that really kind of take you by the hand and show you exactly how to use that 30 days of content ebook, and it all works together to create the content and schedule that out. So all you have to do is worry about engaging. Now, telling you all of that and putting that into a group, you're going to say, oh, that's really cool. I'm going to check this out because I'm providing value to you. I'm telling you a story about it. And on top of that, you see the value of what I'm providing you. Now, if I were to just take that and put it, the link to the website to get it, if I put that in there, chances are you're going to be, nah, forget it. I've seen so many things like this before. This is no different than other offers I've seen. I'm not going to bother with it. Or if I see somebody's business comment about whatever they're doing, and then I jump in the comments and throw my link in the comments, that's just shamelessly plugging myself and very inappropriate, right? If I saw you do that to me, I would first send you a message of why it's wrong to do that, and then I would delete that post, that comment that you made. But again, it's bad enough to post just that link in your own group or in your page, but then when you start shamelessly plugging yourself onto other posts that could kind of work in the same way, but not at all, that looks bad on you, right? So that's why I wanted to do something a little bit different. I really wanted to help entrepreneurs grow, and there's definitely everything that we offer in things like this 30 days of content ebook that we're providing. Obviously, we can help with consultations and strategy sessions and management and all kinds of things. But I didn't want to have, I wanted to help even more. I didn't want people to feel like they had to hire me for me to help them. I wanted, the whole point of me becoming an entrepreneur is I wanted to help people, right? So that's why I created this Facebook group called Entrepreneur Momentum, because I want to help you create that momentum in your business so you can grow. And if you've ever read any of Russell Brunson's books that I talk about constantly, between .com secrets, expert secrets, and traffic secrets, one of the things they really drive home in both .com and expert, I believe, is that value ladder and the different ways that can help your business. So you have a value ladder, something for free, a smaller price, and then all the way up to your high ticket price. But there's different ways you can help people. So I could either give you the tools here, help. You can go ahead and you can do it yourself with the help of I provided in these tools. Okay, that's where my ebook comes in. Or I can take you by the hand, guide you along, and that's something I want to do in this entrepreneur Facebook group. I want to help you get momentum in your business by holding your hand and guiding you along. And not only me, there are other entrepreneurs in this Facebook group that also provide value. So it could be any aspect of your business, from starting out to finding that added momentum that you started to lose a few years into your business, finding that love and passion and showing you how to take that and grow with it. Because a lot of us, I know I was the same way, and a lot of entrepreneurs, when they first start out, all it is go, 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 go. It's up early, it's staying up till God knows what time in the morning, and you're just work, work, work. Well, that's one way to do it. But that, like Rachel Peterson's really starting to talk about, is that hustle, quote unquote, hustle method of being an entrepreneur isn't always the best. A lot of entrepreneurs now, if you really look, we just did an interview with Zach Babcock, and he talked about that too. He has a hard cutoff of, I believe his was 4 o'clock. I know Rachel Peterson's another entrepreneur. She's go, 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 with the exception of events or different projects that come up. But for the most part, she has that hard cutoff to spend time with her family and then have the nights. I'm the same way. I try my best to cut off around that, if between 5 and 6, depending, because I like to make my dinner and then I like to sit down and watch the news at 6 o'clock. That is part of my routine, and that's that hard cutoff. Now, that's not to say that I'll have my laptop on the couch for the odd thing here and there, but from 5 in the morning till 5, 6 at night. That's my working time. And then in the group, we dive deeper into how to block out time and how to, work for an hour, walk for 10, 15 minutes. Work for an hour, walk for 10, 15 minutes. And I show you how that actually helps your productivity. So it's little things like that that I really dive into to help entrepreneurs grow. And that's the difference between our group and other groups out there. There are a lot of groups out there that, don't get me wrong, serve a purpose. But if you wanted to find value and actually grow your business, to find that value, you've got to really sift through all of the promotions and links and the plugging of the businesses and all these kinds of things. Like there's a lot of that in these groups, and that's not what I wanted. Now, that's not to say you can't do that in Entrepreneur Momentum. We started the first few weeks, because we've only been up for, I don't even think, quite a month yet. But when we started, it was one, I wanted to do once a month. I had a thread. But then after looking at it and thinking a little bit more, I figure once a week, having a thread, because you may have a promotion this week or you may have a sale. If you're a brick and mortar business and you have a sale, I want to help you promote that. So that's where the weekly post comes in. And only on that thread is where you can promote your business, share a link. So that way in the thread, you're fine. But the actual value to the group is there and easy to find. And that's what we wanted to kind of do. So that's all I really wanted to talk about. Just kind of when you are marketing your business, really focus on, again, the hook, story, and offer. But really focus on that story and providing value to your audience. That is where you're going to stand out from the rest, right? So provide that value and don't just jump around from group to group and page to page and shamelessly plug your business or your group, because that's going to get you absolutely nowhere. And in my opinion, and thus it is my opinion, that's where you start losing respect as a business owner. And again, quick story, I don't want to mention any names because I don't want to wish anybody ill. That happened. I called somebody out after countless times of trying to help. And after a shameless plug, called them out. Thankfully, they removed that comment that shamelessly plugged their business. And I was unfriended for it. And that's okay. I can't please everybody. And as long as I'm still providing value, then I'm okay with that. So I'll still continue to provide value for this person if they want it. And that's cool. So again, remember, tell that story, provide value to your audience. That's what's going to work. And if you want to check out Entrepreneur Momentum, just go on Facebook and search Entrepreneur Momentum under the groups. And you'll see it there. If not, it's facebook.com/groups/entrepreneurmomentum is the actual URL for it. But we'll also have that in the description of this podcast here. And hopefully I'll see you in there. So thank you so much again for listening. And hopefully I'll see you in the Entrepreneur Momentum group. And hopefully I can provide some value and help you grow your business. So thank you so much for sticking around and listening, and we'll chat next week. Are you ready to take action in your business? When I started Rustech, one of the things I struggled with, and one thing I see a lot of entrepreneurs struggling with, is coming up with content, and not only coming up with content, but coming up with content consistently. That's why we put together the 30 days of content. And we're giving that away completely free. What that is it's an ebook that has everything you need to come up with content for the next 30 days. Not only for the next 30 days, but you can use that content over and over and over again. So head to info.rustechmedia.com/30 days of content and get your free copy today.